Mark Meadows, will be very disappointing for January 6th commission when they find Trump. No one in the West Wing had advance knowledge of Capitol security breach. By Jeff Poor on November 30, 2021. Various media outlets are reporting that former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is cooperating with the House Select Committee on January 6, and they are touting the threat of jail time as one of the reasons for that willingness to cooperate. However, Meadows said that cooperation had been long in the works, even despite threatening comments from Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, touting a forthcoming January 6 committee decision on possible contempt charges for Meadows. During an interview with Mobile, Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5, Meadows said Schiff's remarks did not change anything and that he believed the Democrat-led January 6 committee would be disappointed when they find former President Donald Trump and the West Wing did not have advance knowledge on the January 6 U.S. Capitol riot. "It doesn't change anything," he said. "We've been working on an accommodation, Jeff, for a long time. What I told them is if I can share with the committee non-privileged information that doesn't waive the executive privilege that Donald Trump has put forth, it is not my privilege to waive, and I'm not going to be the first chief of staff to do that. At the same time, if I can come in and share non-privileged information that I have, I'll be glad to do that. I'm not going to be compelled to do it. I will be glad to do that voluntarily, but if we're going to do that, if I'm going to do that, what I think they will find is Donald Trump or no one else in the West Wing had any advance knowledge of the security breach that was going to happen at the Capitol on January 6. It will be very disappointing to them, and that is really what I will be focusing on," Meadows added. "So, we will see. These are complex legal matters, and our attorneys have been dealing with their attorneys for several weeks now. Hopefully, something will come of it." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.